I was having a chat with, well, one of your old mates yesterday.
Okay.
Okay, the conversation came up. He happened to hear you talking about Lenny the Laser.
Oh, here we go, right.
And getting him repaired.
Okay. Yeah, right.
And I don't know whether you'll be able to figure out who it is, but...
Do I need to?
Well, he was saying to me, he's... Let's put it this way. You've known him for a long time. You used to work with him.
Yep.
Okay. And he said to me, he has spent that much money on that car. I reckon he spent more money on that car. He said he's probably spent 10 times on repairs than he actually paid for the car.
Yes.
If you can guess who it is, look, I'll give you a hint. It may have been one half of the previous breakfast show and his name may have been very similar to mine.
Yeah, okay. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. He just said, oh, for goodness sakes, what is he doing keeping that car and hanging on to it? He said, tell him it's time to move it on. Move Lenny
and
on.
And that comes from a guy who's very conservative in nature about a lot of things, a man who doesn't like spending a lot of money. And look, I don't, but I need to keep four wheels going. I need to keep transport, you know, for me and the kids. And look, it's a great learning tool for the kids getting their L's at the moment.
Yeah, it is. But, I mean, you have talked to me on numerous occasions about upgrading. Can I say upgrading? I don't mean to denigrate, as you would say, Lenny.
Don't know what the bad vibes out there, but if Lenny catches on that, you know, his days are numbered, he could actually start acting up even more.
I think he already is. All right, now, come on, question without notice. And look, you don't have to answer this.
Right.
When did you buy the car? How long have you had the car?
Came from my lovely wife, Ness. It was her car originally.
Okay. Because it's a 1995 Laser Liata.
Yeah, she got it, would have been bought at from a dealer secondhand around 1998, 99.
Oh, right. And so relatively new when Ness got the car. Okay.
And as we got a big family car, the Bolina, we, you know, it sort of came down to me as the runaround car, and I haven't really looked after it. Let's face it, it could be in better nick.
Yeah. So hang on. So do the math. You've had this car for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
Come on,
service
mate.
The family well.
Yeah, it has.
Do a repair job here or there and it stays on the road and does okay.
Okay. How much have you spent on it, though, would you say, in the last 15 years, okay, since you've been doing this job at Zinc, how much money would you have spent on that car?
Probably enough to get a decent second-hand car. When you look at the figures.
Come on.
Yeah.
Do you think it's time to... you're having to spend more and more on it as time goes on, aren't you?
Well, this last repair on the radiator, I just said to the guy, look, if it's over $700, let's not bother. It could have been the death knell. He came in just under the 500 mark. So we pursued on. We laboured on, and look, that's fine. But
okay, well, how did you feel even forking out the 500?
Oh, it was hard.
Yeah, because we...
You know what? The labour was more than what the radiator cost to get the darn thing in.
Because he was embarrassed to have it in the workshop. He had to pay, you know, what do they call that? Sort of sufferance. No, look, sorry, Lenny. I hope Ness isn't listening,
there
actually.
She'll
be saying, leave my car alone.
Yeah, she will. Mm. The mechanic and I used to have banter about Lenny, and we'd go, oh, yeah, this, that, and the other, and have a few jokes. This time around, there was no conversation about the car at all. It was like, here's the bill of sale. Here's the item of work I did. Mm. It was silence.
Okay, so he's over it.
He's over it, I'm thinking,
he's
too.
He's sick of Lenny.
He's over Lenny.
Well, Lenny is looking a little bit... See, I'd be happier for you to keep Lenny if you actually looked after him aesthetically. The poor thing, he's got paint coming off everywhere. He's faded to the smithereens.
Well, I just don't want to spend unnecessary money on getting the Juco done.
Well, just get the paintbrush out and slap some on yourself. I'll do it for you.
I'm sure you will. Like you're going to do my head tomorrow at Gumeri.
No, that's it. Come on, what about we put this out to the Zinc family?
Oh, they don't want to worry about this.
Yeah, they do. Is it time for Bilco to give Lenny the laser up, 1995 Laser Liata? Is it time for Bilco to move him?
Oh, this is going to be tough.
To move him on.
There's
you can give
bond.
It to the kids. All right, you can give it to the kids. Give it to the kids.
It's a part of me going. That's what it feels like.
Well, it doesn't have to go anywhere. Just put some... Why don't you grow some tomatoes in him in the front yard? Something. I think I actually saw a couple of herbs growing out of the back window the other day.
Look, the tyres are great. The radiator's new. The air conditioning works. The radio works. I mean, it is...
The air conditioning, mate, you wind the window down. That doesn't count.
All right. Let's
is
put it on
it
the
time?
Line.
Come on, Zinc family, weigh in. Well, Dunk from Gympie Motor Group's weighed in. He said, yeah, you definitely need to get into a new car.
He's been saying that for ages.
Yeah.
He did say to me, he stopped talking about it.
He said you should spend all your money before the UFOs come down.
Oh, Dunk, why are you going there, brother? Oh, dear. Phil?
They kidnap you.
Phil, what are you saying, man?
Mate, I reckon Cougar.
Thank you.
Good one, Phil.
I'll tell you why, Ellie.
Okay.
I'll tell you why, darling.
Come on.
Now, same as your car, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the tireless one, yeah, the one that's...
What money you spend on that car, you know that it's got to be dead right and you won't have to spend a cent more on it once everything gets done.
Yeah, but the problem is, Phil, I feel like because it's such an old car, that things keep breaking down on it. So he ends up like buying two new cars because he's spending so much money on it.
Does he want to go and buy a brand new one?
Oh, not brand
new. No, not a brand new.
Yeah, they want to go brand new, Phil, but I'm thinking all the collective money over the last 20 years could have got to a decent second-hand car, but it's coming up with, you know, maybe the $3,000 to $5,000 for something decent when you've got something that's running now and you just got to do a minor repair here or there. It just hits the hip pocket every time you do it because you just never have enough money, Phil.
Yeah, I understand that, mate, because I just spent $200 on my back brakes.
Oh, God, yeah. See, and that's the problem. It's an unexpected cost, and if you don't have the money, what do? You either go without a car or you go without food or something.
Well, where I live, I've got to have a vehicle, mate.
Oh, car, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
See, I worry about the safety factor too, Phil. I mean, cars are so much safer now with, you know, the airbags and, I mean, what's Lenny got for safety?
I mean, I'd love a ute, Ellie.
Yep.
But being on a pension, I've been in the Duncan. I haven't actually spoken to him, but I've spoken to one of his salesmen, and I paid my Commodore off over 5 years,
right.
Yep.
And I've never, ever missed a payment, asked for time to pay.
Yep,
yep. Good on you, anything. Phil.
Yeah, I know. Look, and that's tough, mate, when you go and talk to dealers and, you know, you've got to come up with a plan and you're on the pension. I know it's
but
tough,
but you just,
mate.
Like, I honestly believe if you're honest with them and you just,
yeah.
They've got your, they'll look after you, they'll help you, they'll tell you either way. No one wants to see anyone get into a bad position, yeah. So.
Good on you, Phil. Thank
yeah,
you for
love you, Phil.
Staying with me on the laser. What about you, Jenny? Should I be keeping Lenny or moving on?
Time to move on, buddy.
What are you driving?
I'm driving a Volvo.
A Volvo. Well, she's very safe.
Okay, yes, and that's out of my league,
I'm
Jenny.
I'm very safe, except for I did crash it the other day, so.
Oh, no.
It's a damaged Volvo at this moment.
Oh, no. Well, at least you're okay.
I couldn't get out the door, so I had to climb out the window for a week until they fixed it.
Oh, that's hilarious. Please tell me you got some footage of that.
Oh, my God, a Volvo. That's, well, see, I wouldn't even think of going that way. Hello, Mark. Should I be getting rid of Lenny? What are you driving, mate? Suggest some stuff for me.
I'm just driving the old $200 special 99 Magna.
Hey, cool.
I love it. What colour?
White.
How much did you pay for it back in the day?
$200 about 9 months ago.
$200?
Who's your dealer, man?
No, I brought off an old lady up in Ganelda sitting in her garage.
Wow, $200. And how does it run? I'm assuming you're not spending... Is it going okay? You're putting more money into it?
Oh, there's had a few little issues like the starter motor and the alternator and the brake pads, but other than that, it's A1.
So what year did you say it was? A 2000?
No, 99.
A 1999. So it's actually 4 years younger than Lenny, and you paid $200 for it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it. And I was sending it to the scrappers, but it was a good car, and I'll go, I'll just keep this. So it's the sports model of the Magnus.
Okay, well, the sport model. Well, okay, if you can find another deal like that for me, maybe I can consider that.
Maybe
less
that's
than
what
a...
we need to do, pimp up Lenny a bit.
Oh,
you know,
get more money for him.
Get some mags on it, lower it.
Anyway, look, I haven't been left with a decision yet. I need to weigh this up because...
Mate, I'm not trying to tell you what to do.
I know.
I'm not. I'm just looking after you. I don't want to see you keeping on spending all this money on a car that's so old.
Yeah,
I just
don't know.
Wonder if it's time to move it on.
Yeah, in one way, yes. If I knew my younger son would take it on, yes, but he wants to get something else now, so that leaves me in a hole.
What does that tell you?
Exactly.
Your 17-year-old doesn't want to have a bar of it.